Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from his, he gets to take a little time off from his duties as the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com, which I appreciate his time doing that, is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
So I see this. I saw this quote that you threw up there from this individual named Sharon Risher.
Yeah.
I've never heard of her before, but she sounds like a pro. But I mean,
I had not heard of her either. She's apparently, I think she's a reverend. I'm not sure in what church. And her mother was one of the victims in the Charleston church shooting.
Oh, okay. That's how. Okay, so this is a person that's lost somebody that thinks that if she disarms everybody and snaps her fingers and all guns go into dust, like what was that? That Marvel movie with the Avengers, where the James Brolin's character or Josh Brolin's character snaps his fingers, everything goes to dust. Then she'll have that closure.
Apparently. She makes some long, convoluted case that it somehow had to do with the Confederate flag, because the Confederate flag was still flying over the State House in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Her mother was shot, and that somebody who had entered the Capitol on the 6th of January was carrying a Confederate flag. So she ties all that together as being evidence of hate. And conflates the hate that led the Charleston shooter to murder her mother, which I don't doubt. He apparently made that pretty clear in all his social media postings. He was just an utter wacko. With the alleged white supremacy and hate that pervades our benighted country, according to people like this. And the only way to disarm that hate is to disarm the United States.
You know, I I know which gun shop he bought his gun from. He bought it in Columbia, South Carolina, and that was a true failure of gun control. That was a true failure of the background check system, without a doubt. But she refers to this as it has now been labeled the Charleston loophole, Wasn't that written into law by, wasn't that whole setup,
yes.
Wasn't that put together by Democrats during the Clinton administration?
Yes. People, of course, don't talk about this, but the alleged loophole that allowed the Charleston shooter to take that gun home was, in fact, written into law. The FBI had, 72 hours?
3 days.
Business hour? 3 days.
3 days, yeah.
3 business days, I think it is. To render a background check result, and if after that time it didn't do so, it's up to the gun shop to decide whether or not they would let the individual take the gun.
But they can legally let him do it because
absolutely legal. Now,
and then they have a mechanism if they ever finish the background check. Did they ever finish the background check on that on that kid. They have they let the ATF know, and the ATF goes and gets the gun. I guess they take it back to the gun shop, and the gun shop gives the kid, whoever it is, back their money. But they never, was that like on day 65 or 66 after he bought the gun? I don't remember.
It was some ludicrously long amount of time that even distinguished James Comey admitted that the FBI fell on his face in that one and let a prohibited person basically have a gun because the shooter was prohibited. I think he had a drug conviction, I believe. He had some conviction.
Yeah, he was prohibited.
That rendered him a prohibited person.
Right.
And he could not legally have a firearm. But when the FBI takes more than 72 hours, 10 days, 15 days, 20 days to make a decision, this is what happens.
But that's actually designed to be a check on power, isn't it? That's not.
Of course.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they should not be given whenever they get around to it.
No, because if you do that, if you allow them 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, then what that results in is a de facto waiting period. And no decisions will be rendered in less than, depending on who's running the FBI and who's in the White House, no decisions, no background checks will be decided in less than, let's say, 5, 10, 15 days, whatever the law says, and they will have a de facto waiting period that they won't have to enact through legislation.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of states don't actually supply information to the NICS system.
That's true. There's a hodgepodge of, and a lot of states do their own background checks rather than going through NICS, but they incorporate NICS information. It's very complicated, and I have trouble keeping track of all of it. And of course, the states, many states, I think 26 states, I want to say 21 or 26, I can't remember the exact number. I live in one of them, Texas. If you have a concealed carry permit and you purchase a firearm, you do not have to go through a background check.
Yeah, South Carolina is one of those, too. But, I mean, here's the question I've got. Given the way they do these things, wouldn't it be easier if you really want to do these things to get out here and make these states take the NICS system and everybody has to comply with giving the information to the NICS system since it's a federal law?
Yeah, I suppose, but there are arguments against that, too. I have a feeling that that's the way it's going to go. I mean, just like the coercion that goes on through federal highway legislation, you know, so everybody has to have at least a certain – that's how they enforced the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit back in the day, you know, because if you didn't do that, then you wouldn't get federal highway funds. But there are some states like Texas that said, screw it, we'll never take that federal highway funds. We're going to do whatever we want to do. so there are always ways around it as long as you're willing to forego the federal dollar. But, yeah, I suppose that would be simpler. But giving Washington centralized control over that and not giving states an out in if D.C. does something crazy, that can be problematic, to say the least.
Yeah. I just, you know, this proposition she wants to disarm we must disarm America to end white supremacy.
That's the distillation of what she's saying.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I haven't been feeling too supreme here of late.
No. Neither have I.
I don't feel too supreme. But, you know, I guess the giving into the symbolism sort of set up things to where they could start to develop this conditioning to where if we get rid of this, then when I say to get rid of this, then you're going to comply with that, right? Masks and all that other stuff. But anyway, let me tell people how to find you at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is there are news aggregators and then there are news reporters, and the Truth About Guns is a reporting website with a stable of writers, very good writers. Some of these writers have their own websites, do their own thing. The website is updating all day, every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. And you've got a quote on the page about where it crosses over from being war to from being a peaceful protest to war, that I think John Bach posted. Did you read the article on this? Did you see that?
I didn't read the entire. I read most of the article, yeah, the author is basically making the case that we're moving dangerously close to being at a place where there are people are going to feel that they have no other option.
Yeah.
But then to use violence. And you know, some of the conditions he said was, you know, when you feel you have another recourse, when speech is shut down, when public opinion no longer matters, when elections are decided, you know, by the people who count them rather than people who vote. And I'm not sure we're entirely there yet, but there are a lot of people who think that a lot of those conditions have been met.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, with people being thrown off of, including us, thrown off of social media, with people being canceled and not allowed to express their opinion in the public square, and you can argue as to whether Facebook and Twitter and places like that constitute the public square, but
people think they are. People think they are. People think they are. So that matters.
Exactly. Yeah. That absolutely does matter. And when other aspects or other outlets of the public square are being shut down, like a parlor.
The only part he misses, well, he's trying to explain, I think, that you can't be partially peaceful and partially violent, except he ignores guerrilla warfare, which is essentially what Antifa is using, because he's talking about, well, you can't be violent and then go home.
Yeah, well, they do it every night.
Yeah, and that's a very hard war to fight. But I think the point he's trying to make is he thinks that there's only one way for this to go, and that would be full commitment, which, you know, that would be a civil war. But at the same time, that would be foolish to go that way. And nobody I know that would actually seriously consider doing anything along those lines intends to get out there and say, well, Ma, I'll be home when I get home. Take care of my old hound dog, Yeller, and, you know, have some biscuits waiting on me when I get back. I don't know when that's going to be. Leave a light. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree for me, Ma, and then off they go to war. That's not going to be the way it is. And that's, you know, it would be foolish to do that, because all around the world, guerrillas rule the day. Just ask the Taliban how that's working out for them.
Ask the mayor of Portland how that's working out for them.
The punching bag. Ted the punching bag, yeah.
Yeah. It's that's in effect what they're doing, what they've been doing for what, a year now.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. I mean, it didn't start in Portland with the George Floyd riots. It's happened long before. It's been going on much longer than that there. So, yeah, I agree. I don't think we're not going to see the blue and the gray. We're not going to see the country split off into two warring armies and people go off and fight big battles and that are like Gettysburg or Antietam or anything like that anymore. But I think, yeah, to the extent that anything like that ever does happen, and I certainly hope that it doesn't, it's going to resemble much more what you're talking about, a guerrilla type situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had somebody tell me before, be just like in Red Dawn. No, it wouldn't.
No.
No, it won't. I mean, first of all, projecting force is a logistical nightmare. If you, with like the NFAC, which I can't say what that stands for, but when they were out there marching and everything,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, first of all, they were marching within an arm's length of each other, side by side, in a nice big old cluster. Well, a couple of, you know, give me a dozen well-armed gorillas, and we will make them no more.
Well,
but
yeah,
we don't even have to do that. We don't even have to do that. We just have to draw them in somewhere and close that in, because you know what they don't have? They don't have a logistics train.
No, they don't. And that, I think the not messing around coalition is the to rephrase
Thank
the
you.
F there. they were there more for show than for anything else. It was more street theater than it was any type of militia or faction. They wanted to be able to march down the streets of Louisville and show that they're there too, and that they have Second Amendment rights too, and that they were protesting the Breonna shooting. So
it was theater, except for their own members that were accidentally shot during the course of their performance, and prior to their leader being arrested for pointing a gun at officers on rooftops. So anyway, I just find that interesting that people that I don't know the background of this guy. I'm not going to say too much about him. Some of his stuff is actually dead on, and some of it where he sort of he's missing a bunch of points there when he gets out there and says there's only white or black. You can't be peaceful, and you can't be partially violent. That's the nature of the game.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, so, I mean, the only problem is that when we decide to go violent, it's going to be hyper-violent, and so we wouldn't have to do that very often, but I get what he's trying to do. I don't know if he's trying to talk people out of doing it or what, but he just missed that whole guerrilla warfare point. This article is at the bottom of the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. And going up from there, you find a variety of things. You're going to find gun reviews. You're going to find politics. You're going to find exposés. You're going to find interviews, video links, all kinds of stuff. They cover the full range of everything as it does, as it pertains to the gun culture. And of course, Dan runs it all right there at TTAG. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The storm that slammed California with up to 15 inches of rain and more than 100 inches of snow before dumping a foot of snow on the Midwest is now hitting the Northeast. And as it did in California, the system will stall out, burying cities of the Northeast under their biggest snowfall in years. The weather causing havoc even when it comes to vaccinations in New York City.
Vaccinations are canceled today. They're also going to be canceled tomorrow. It'll be icy. It'll be treacherous. We do not want seniors, especially out in those conditions. So we're going to have vaccinations off for today and tomorrow. Come back strong on Wednesday. We'll be able to catch up quickly.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Biden administration trying to locate upwards of 20 million vaccine doses that have been sent to states but have now gone missing. USA Radio News. A World War II vet who helped raise money for the coronavirus pandemic has now been hospitalized with COVID-19.
A 100-year-old British veteran who went viral for raising millions for National Health Service charities is now fighting the coronavirus himself. According to his daughter, Captain Sir Tom Moore was admitted to a hospital after needing assistance breathing. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Moore became known around the world for walking 100 laps of his backyard before his 100th birthday, hoping to raise £1,000 for charity. After his story went viral, nearly £33 million were raised for the NHS. The Army veteran was knighted in July. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pro-life legislators in Iowa want to amend their state's constitution to explicitly exclude a right to abortion or public funding for abortion. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled in 2018 that a woman had a right to an abortion under the Iowa Constitution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. I have an idea for an assignment.
I'm listening.
I will volunteer. I want to go and I want to infiltrate. Ban assault weapons now or BON. And then I will film them a la Project Veritas on, from the inside out. We'll see if they're as stupid as they seem to be. You in on that one?
If you want to do that, I will print whatever it is you write as a result. I'd love to.
I'm going to need a little bit of a budget because I'm going to have hidden cameras and everything. I'm going to have one cameras inserted in my eyes. I don't want them to, you know, detect me.
Yeah, these budding geniuses think that campus carry is a terrible idea because another bill has been proposed in the Florida House, and they're just sure that keeping campuses as gun-free zones is the only thing that's going to keep guns out of off of college campuses and universities, because as we all know, shooters always obey gun-free zone signs and would never violate such a decree.
Was Virginia Tech a gun-free zone?
I don't know, but I assume it was, since virtually every university back then, or even now, unless there's a state law prohibiting it, depending on the state, virtually every major university has a no guns on campus policy.
So, do we have any data to support Bawn, where I would have to find another acronym, or I'd have to change the name of my, anyway, to support Bawn, do we have any data where once they have allowed campus carry, because campus carry exists now, I mean, it exists in other places. So how bad did the crime go up? How bad did the, you know, like when the students got out there and said, hey, today is supposed to be spirit day, but, you know, nobody's showing any spirit. Has that prompted any campus shootings or anything? Because, you know, people with guns are dangerous folks.
Well, if they had, we would have heard about it nonstop, 24 hours on every news channel nationwide. Let's take, for instance, the University of Texas, right here in my hometown. They were absolutely freaking out when campus carry was legalized here in the Lone Star State, and we had protests with students carrying sex toys and handing them out. The connection between that and guns wasn't really clear, but that was, they certainly got their names in the news. We had professors fearing that any sort of discussion of a political topic or anything that got controversial, contentious in their classrooms would immediately erupt in gunfire if campus carry were legalized. And what do you know? That was, I think that was 3 years ago. None of those things has happened yet. I haven't heard of one incident on the 40 acres here in Austin. And knock on wood, we won't. And I haven't heard it in any of the other states that legalize campus carry anywhere else in the United States. Occasionally, you will hear of somebody who is caught with a firearm in a place they're not allowed. You know, even here in at the University of Texas, there are some buildings that are off limits conceal carry if they have, I can't remember specifically the criteria. I think there were, if they had chemicals or something, certain research buildings were off limits, and I can't remember how they set those parameters. But occasionally in some schools around the country, you'll hear something like that. But I have not heard of any sociology lectures erupt in gunfire over who's more privileged than the other, and, or whether
no
or not
quantum mathematics debates devolved into gunplay.
Yeah, so how far out we should take pie? No, it just doesn't happen.
So, you know, I guess the thing that is beautiful about being a gun grabber or a wannabe gun grabber is that you never have to. None of it ever has to be based on fact.
No, you never have to say you're sorry. You can claim that constitutional carry will result in blood running ankle deep in the streets. And never mind the fact that we've got, 16 states, I think, that are constitutional carry now, with a couple more on the way, none of which have experienced any statistically significant increase in firearms-related crime or death. So all these doom and gloom apocalyptic projections of what's going to happen if people are allowed to fully exercise their right to keep and bear arms, they never come true. But you don't hear the gun control industry acknowledge that.
That's of course.
That would be bad.
So does, I mean, now, is that... What does ban assault weapons now? What does this have to do with campus carry? Are they allowed to? I mean, we're talking about Florida. They don't have any open carry in Florida currently. So, I mean, this would all have to be concealed carry. Very hard to conceal an AR-15. I've tried.
Yeah, it's mission creep. Ban assault weapons now, I think, grew up out of the Parkland shooting. I don't think it existed before that. So it was a creature of the feverish atmosphere that happened in Florida after that, which is how a couple of how you got a ban on selling to anyone under 21 and a couple of other provisions, gun control provisions that were signed into law back then. And we had to do something about gun violence after Parkland. But yes, mission creep. I mean, they're supposedly against the assault weapons. Well, nobody's talking about carrying long guns openly or any other way on campuses. They're talking about concealed carry. The bill in question is a concealed carry bill. We're talking about handguns here. Yet here they are, again, predicting that bullets are going to fly in the student union when somebody doesn't like the milkshake they got.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Gun Owners of America seems to be all over this. They strongly support HB 6001.
Yes, they do. I don't think this is the first year that the state rep has introduced that, but my understanding is talking to Luis Valdez, who's the GOA state coordinator, they have a better chance this year, and I'm not familiar enough with Florida politics to understand why.
Well, they got DeSantis. That's why. DeSantis is the anti-politician right now. He's the closest thing to Trump holding office, as far as my
absolutely.
Opinion.
I don't doubt that he would sign it if it gets to his desk. The question is whether it will ever get that far. There are a lot of GOP representatives in Florida who are not friends of gun rights.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Now, it's always great to point out somebody who does the right thing and, you know, does it, you know, dots the I's, crosses the T's, does everything by the book. I think it is also, it would be disingenuous, which, you know, Truth About Guns led the way on this one. Do not point out sometimes when people do something wrong. Which brings us to this.
Yeah. We have a series called Irresponsible Gun Owner of the Day. I guess you include this person in that category.
So at the Family Dollar Store in Atlanta, somebody got a little overzealous in enforcing their store's wear a mask policy.
Apparently, a gentleman walked in and forgot to put on his mask. I've gotten out of my car and walked almost all the way into a grocery store and realized, oops, I forgot my mask in my car. This guy actually walked into the store and started shopping, and he was confronted by a store employee who said, hey, you got to get your mask, and apparently the guy had already gotten whatever it was he came in to buy. He went and checked out, and he was continued to be harangued by the employee, who then pulled out his gun and hit this person over the head with it for whatever reason. There's apparently there was no aggression on the part of the customer. I'm not sure this employee was apparently just a mask Nazi and was so offended that this guy walked in without his mask that he thought a little kinetic action was a good idea. And, it makes all gun owners look bad when people do that.
Right. So let me ask you this. If I were to have observed that, if I saw somebody assaulting somebody with a pistol from behind, and I draw my weapon on him, what then?
That's an excellent question, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of people who carry a firearm say that they will not get involved in a situation like that in which they're not, which they are not threatened. Their life is not threatened, and they are not at risk of grievous bodily harm.
Right.
That other person that they're seeing assaulted is, but the question then becomes: if you're not threatened, how or will a prosecutor see that you're not threatened? Is a man striking somebody with a firearm, does that constitute a threat to the other people immediately in the area? You're relying on a whole lot of hypotheticals and what ifs that you can't possibly predict.
Right.
So,
I guess do we know what happened to the Family Dollar employee?
We don't know yet. I mean, what we do know is that a lot of people, a lot of store employees who have defended themselves against robbers in the past using a firearm have been terminated. Their jobs, you know, have been ended by the companies they work for. In this case, we have not yet heard what Family Dollar is going to do to this person. One way or the other.
Well, I mean, and the ones who did it right, too, right? The ones who did, yeah.
You'd be surprised if they allow one of their employees to assault a customer with whatever he used, let alone a firearm, for not wearing a mask. I can't believe that store policy would allow
that has to. I think that sort of has taken the bar to imminent bodily or grievous bodily harm or imminent death. That has really lowered it to a point that's not really tenable at that point.
Yeah. And again, our concern is it just makes all gun owners look bad when people do stupid things with firearms.
It'd be interesting to find out what this guy's background. Has he ever done this before? Was he legal? Was he carrying a gun legal?
The media reports didn't even report his name, let alone whether he was legally carrying. And I've looked to try to find out more about this since it was the first appear in the media, and not been able to find anything.
So, see, here's what we could do. Since I'm already going to Florida to expose Bond for the idiots that they are, I could swing by the Family Dollar store in Atlanta. That's on the way from where I live.
Please do. See what you can find out.
Maybe go in there without a mask on.
Yeah, a little funny. Yeah, take your life in your own hands.
Well, I don't know. I think it'd be a little harder to walk up on a gun carrier because, one thing I've noticed, and I'm almost certain most of the people that have to use guns in self-defense have never taken a training class.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. Because I mean, think how small the minority of we've got 100 million or more gun owners in this country. What percentage of those people have taken a training class? Maybe 1%, 2%?
Yeah, if that.
So
there's two things that tell me that. One, I think too many people that train to do this kind of thing, that train to defend themselves with guns, they're so aware that nobody's going to roll up on them without them noticing what's going on, or they're either going to try to avoid them or de-escalate it before it gets too far out of hand.
Exactly.
Two, if somebody, if somebody goes to one class, they're going to go to two or three or something. They're actually probably pretty good shots. I've never heard about somebody, being killed in a gunfight that got shot 8 times in the same spot.
Generally not. And one of the reasons this is news is because people who carry firearms don't typically do things like this.
Nope.
There's a reason why people who carry firearms are the most law-abiding cohort of the general population in America. They take that responsibility seriously. They avoid contact. Highline's right. An armed society is a polite society. If you've ever carried a firearm, you understand it. It improves your overall behavior, your overall demeanor. You avoid conflict. You avoid nasty situations. And, you take that responsibility seriously.
I mean, this is why I wear a mask. So I won't have some Karen or Darren rolling up on me, wanting to make something of it.
I think that's half the reason half of the America wears a mask, just because they don't want to deal with the hassle of not wearing a mask.
Well, I mean, for me, I don't want to deal with it. I mean, we're both on sort of the same boat. I mean, our days of hand-to-hand combat fisticuffs are sort of behind us. Maybe not for you, but definitely for me. So, in any event, now things are going to move rapidly for me. If something bad goes, I've got to watch out for a couple things to keep from happening. So, I'll wear the mask. I'll be stupid just like you. I'm not going to wear 2, 3, or 4. No. Sorry.
Not doing that. Fauci even came out today and said doubling up on your mask is dumb. It doesn't do anything.
Didn't he say that the other day, that you should double up, though? Wasn't he the same guy?
I don't recall if he said that, but I did see a news report today, and in fact a video, quoting him saying, don't double up, it doesn't help, doesn't do anything.
Well, it might suffocate you.
But again, given his...
And then you're not going to catch COVID.
Right, well, yeah. But anyway. I'm sure he'll be out in a couple of weeks saying, oh, I've changed my story.
We were doing that to keep you from getting rid of all the masks. The medical people need those.
America wasn't ready to hear the real story.
Thank you for joining me, sir. I do appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. Always fun having Dan on here. Truthaboutguns.com. Probably 10, 15 good articles a day. Fresh articles a day. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.